Jowson, you better drop that beat to start the show before I ask you to bathe me.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Romantic Truth Podcast. Please be advised that content of this show is for a mature audience 18 years and older due to language and subject matter. Now, without further ado, here is your host, Jowson.
Hi everyone, Jowson with you here, Romantic Truth Las Vegas, baby. Yeah, keeping it real. All right, folks, let's get to it. Today's topic, believe it or not, is dating age gaps. Now, this is a big thing for a lot of people. Now, the most acceptable age gap for most people in America is the man being 1 to 3 years older than the woman. They have about a 3% divorce or breakup rate. Now, this means they have a lot of things in common, and therefore, age gap is not too much of a difference. Now, what are some of the concerns? Well, they are immediately affected by things that may occur in their lives on a financial end based on things going wrong in the economy or something like that. As opposed to a person, maybe with someone who's already retired, they have a pension, they're retired, and they may be with a partner that's still working. Well, if that partner is still working, lost their job and the economy tanked, they would still have some shared resources with their partner from their retirement and from their pension, because that's not contingent on employment. That's provided that the partner is willing to share. Now, that's one of the benefits. But see, the way we look at age gaps is just in a negative way. And as many of you know, I have dated women 5 years my senior, 10, 15, 20, 25, up to 30 years my senior. And one thing that I found, being that I'm a product of an age gap marriage, my mother was 22, my dad was 65. So, naturally, there was a huge gap there. But it happens. Now, for me personally, I didn't have a problem with dating older women, even as a younger man. The reason why is because I grew up on a college campus and I was past the immaturity level. I didn't even want to be around my peers for the most part, because we really had nothing in common. Most of my friends when I was 10 years old were 19 and 20, 21 years old, because I was able to learn from them. That was the key. So here's the thing. When we put it in the context of relationships, we've always ostracized women for being older and being with a younger man. How dare you? You gotta be shaming yourself. You're robbing the cradle. You're corrupting the young man. But it was acceptable for older men to be with younger women. See, what we don't realize in this country at one time, it wasn't uncommon for a 42-year-old man to be with a 14-year-old girl, married. And then, of course, they reeled in the laws a little bit more. And so now I think 16, 17 is the average age of consent in the country now. But we have to look at some other things here. We have to look at the fact that love doesn't have any boundaries when it comes to age. As I told you before, when I first got to Vegas, I met a young lady that was 18 years old. She was going to go to UNLV. She went on, she graduated. I'm so proud of her. She's done so many wonderful things for herself. She wanted a relationship. And of course, I was like, I was in my 50s then. It was like, you're a little bit young for me, don't you think? And she's like, I'm still a woman, and I know what I want. We didn't date. And the funny thing was, the irony was, I was older than her parents. But, you know, I appreciated the flattery and the crush. But I wanted this young lady to get on her feet, get herself established, and she did. Cars paid off, almost paid off with her student loan. She's got a home. and she's doing very well for herself. Got a great job, and I'm proud of her. Now, here's the thing. She's still out there for me, but, you know, I wanted to have a shot at life. Now, if she decides to swing back this way, she might wind up being my wife. Who knows? But I wanted to give her a shot as far as to have her enjoy her life first. See, the one thing that I don't do, I don't have this guilt thing. If a woman is a good woman, I wouldn't date someone 18, 19, 20. But if she's a good woman and had the exposure and the maturity, yeah, wouldn't be a problem. But see, where a lot of people make their mistakes, especially older people, they get set in their ways. And if they ever date anyone, even someone in their peer group, everything has to be their way. Nobody wants to be in a relationship like that. And these people wonder why they're lonely, why nobody wants to be around them, and why they wind up having to give up all their money to this person in any kind of way because of the fact that they feel as though to tolerate me, I gotta pay you. And that's not the case at all. The only thing you have to do is to be more flexible. But we like to do that because we get tired of that insecurity going through life where we're growing up and we're afraid of making a mistake. So when we get older, we feel as though we could put our feet down and act like, oh, well, you know, this is it. This is what I'm going to, the hill I'm going to die on. That's not necessarily the case. See, the one thing a person who's older hates to have happen is to be proven wrong on something they've believed in for so long. And this is the one gap between the younger generation and the older generation, my generation, the boomers. Fortunately, I saw this coming decades ago, and I started working in technology because I knew that I did not want to be like a lot of people I witnessed along the way that were so angry about the fact that automation was going to be a threat to them. And they weren't going to learn things. And when they don't learn, they quit growing. And when they quit growing, they lose their value in many aspects of society. A company's not going to really retain you if you're not going to be willing to learn anything new. And so this is what we dealt with when it came down to change management issues and that kind of thing. But now let's look at a few things here. The ideal age gap for most Americans is 1 to 3 years. Most people are very negative on any relationship 10 years or more because they don't feel as though it's going to work. Now, here's the way you determine what era is going to be kind of embedded in you that you will have those memories of. Usually it's going to be from your 20s to your 30s. Now, you'll have some like in your teens, those will be more nostalgic years. What they will bring back is kind of like a time where you really weren't an adult. You really couldn't have the fun you could have as in your 20s or in your 30s. So what happens? Take for instance, I was born in 1962. 72, I was 10. 82, I was 20, right? So in 82, going forward, I would probably have more fonder memories because of the fact that I was an adult then. I can make my own decisions at that point. Now, yes, true enough, high school would have been more nostalgic. Being an adult would be more memorable. So what goes along with that? Some of the cultural things, the pop culture, the music, that kind of thing. But here's the thing that I had to wind up doing. I had to realize that was just for that era. I could not bind myself just to that particular era. Because of the fact that I didn't want to be a guy driving around like some of my friends did when they were still driving around with the 8-track tapes in the car. I got a friend of mine right now, still has 8-track. He drives a Grand Prix. One of the old ones. I'm not talking about any of the ones in the 90s or... No, this thing is old, like in the 70s. I think it's a 69. This is a 69 or a 70. One of the two. Because he refused to grow up. And I don't know where the hell he gets those Florsheim ankle boots that zip up on the side. I don't know where the fuck they came from. I don't know where that damn, he still got fresh, brand new members only shit. I don't know where that comes from. He still wears these double knit gabardine slides. Don't know where that comes from. I don't want to know. But that was his era. That was his style. And the sad thing about it, he's 3 years younger than I am. But that was his style. That's the style that he wanted to take on. Now, and he only dates women that are stuck in that era. And usually those women are much older than he is. They're in their 70s now. And in their 60s. But that's him. That's what he goes with. Now, for me, what I did, I had a cap. I was only going to go so far up the age scale with women. Then I was going to go back down as I got older. So while I was younger, I went older. And as I got older, I went younger. And that's the way it happened. That's the way it continues to happen. So let's go on here. Now, women usually prefer a man to be 3 to 5 years, either older or younger than she, max. That's as far as she goes. Men, on the other hand, they will go from 1 year younger or older to 20 years younger or older. It depends. Now, I know a lot of you ladies think that, you know, you have to be the young hottie and that's the only way you're going to attract a man. Believe it or not, some of these older women that are a little bit more stately and mature, there are more men that want to actually be with them than they think. I see, this is what a lot of people don't realize. Having sex with a mature woman when you're in your 20s and she's like in her mid-40s, the good thing about that in particular is that not only is it a form of validation in a way, even though a lot of people don't need to be validated, I didn't need to be validated, but what I'm saying is, for some people, it may be a form of validation, but one thing that I liked about the whole situation was, I was with a woman who knew her body, knew about her feelings, she knew herself, and she was not embarrassed in the context of trying to worry about making herself better and making all these excuses. She says, here I am. This is all I have. This is me. And it worked fine for me. I didn't have any problem with it. And the other thing you don't have to deal with so much, fellas, older women, they usually don't look at sex as taboo. Unless they're one of those types that, you know, very rigid, hyper-religious, those kind of folks. Might be dealing with that. Now, the other thing here too, relationships where there's a 4-year age gap, usually where the male is 4 years older, you have a 20% less chance of divorce. Now, keep in mind, your individual efforts may vary. The other thing you got to look at, and this is the data chain that they try to use here. 0 to 3 years feel as though they're doing better than people who have an age gap of 4 to 6 years, who feel as though they're doing better than the people who have an age gap 7+ years. It all depends on the parties. Now, this information came from Bright and from the Pew Research Center. So you could go and check out the numbers yourselves if you need to. And the one thing that I found kind of interesting was that, excuse me, couples that have an age gap of 1 to 3 years have less than a 3% chance of a breakup or a divorce. Now, what are some of the concerns with couples where you got a huge age gap? One thing is, when are you going to retire? That is the big issue. Now, some people like to get with someone who's already retired. And the reason for that is because that person has more of a flexible schedule. So some things can be done in the relationship that would normally take one of the partners, you know, a little time to do. Like, for instance, if something had to be completed or done, or something had to be done at the house, someone's always there. retiree. The other thing too is this. The person who's still working, they have an advantage in the sense that when they do choose to retire, they're already with a partner who's already got things settled on their end. So the only thing they have to do is make sure things are settled on their own. One of the complications couples will have when they retire sometimes, if they're in the same age group and they're going to retire at the same time, they got to figure out what kind of lifestyle they're going to live. They got to also figure out the adjustments that's got to be made. Whereas you already have one person that's already made that adjustment, and the other, only thing they have to do is try to match it, and they're fine. But when you're both trying to do it at the same time, it can get kind of iffy and kind of confused. But you can still be done. People do it all the time. But see, these are things that you have to consider. Now, see, the assumption is that people are going to be stuck in their own era, as I told you before. And with this, a lot of people make judgments. We don't think through things that we make judgments on without thinking about the reason, the rationale behind our judgment, because of the fact that we have biases, and those biases predetermine the way we're going to think, because we don't want to really go through and find out all the nitty-gritty details to see how a situation may be different from our perception. We would rather just go on and project that perception on it, because the defense mechanism for us, I don't really need to know about you. I really don't need to know about this situation because you're not relevant to me. So being that you're not relevant to me, I can make a judgment on you. Oh, but if someone's trying to make a judgment on me, let me pull out the qualifiers and make them think about it before they do it. See, that's the problem with us as humans. So we make the assumption that that relationship's not going to work because the age gap is too big. Nope, not necessarily. That sumbitch can work and everything will be fine. But we like to stack the odds in our favor more so than take risk. Now, one thing that we have to look at though statistically, if the age gap thing was really a viable and concrete path to success in relationships, as far as like the 1 to 3 year gap they were talking about, that's only 3%. Why do we have such a high divorce rate with people that are in the same age range, or sometimes the same age? And why do we have women usually being the first petition for divorce? And if you look at the statistics, once again, African-American women lead the number of divorces being filed. Black women in their 50s. So apparently, something is not right. Something is not gelling. Something is not mathing. Correct? So, we would like to have one magic bullet for every little problem that we have in our society. There isn't one. There is no one thing that could say that, hey, you know what? If you marry with a big age gap or have a relationship in a big age gap, there's going to be problems. Because now there's a likelihood, but that doesn't mean there are going to be issues. It can vary. You know, I'll never forget, I was dating a lady years ago and she told me that our relationship would never work because the age gap was too great. Meanwhile, while we were seeing all this stuff, while she was telling me all this stuff and I was trying to tell her no and all this, we were still going to the LA County Fair. We were still going to Disneyland. We were still going on dates. We were doing stupid shit like singing in the rain, literally singing in the rain and dancing. And what it came down to, we never really looked at the fact that there was a 15-year age difference between us, where she was older than me by 15 years. And we were having fun. I was 30, she was 45. We had picnics, the whole nine yards. Enjoyed ourselves. Because the way we looked at it, we only had one life to live and we might as well enjoy it. That's what we did. That's what I did with Monica, who was older than me considerably. But I thought it was kind of strange at first because only older women were attracted to me. I thought it was something wrong with me at first. And what I realized when I went out with some women in my peer group, I wasn't interested. Not because of their age or anything. It was because of their immaturity. It was because of the rudeness that many of them had. It was because of the material drive. The only thing they wanted was material shit. And so, naturally, when I first thought that that's all a woman wanted, that really fed into my detachment issue. Where it was like, you know what? You like things. Let me give you things. And in turn, I'll just have your company just to go out and look good for a minute. Then I'm going to drop your ass off and act like you don't exist. That was me back in the day. Because I had nothing in common with people in my peer group. I wasn't going to sit there and try to go and do all these crazy ass things that they were trying to do. Yeah, I liked a little rap. I liked a little this and a little that. I didn't do drugs, so that was out. I had friends that were in all kind of extracurricular activities at that point. But the thing was, they were like toys. I could put them in a toy box and not see them for a while. Or I could come out to play with them if I wanted to. I chose to keep them in the toy box as long as possible. Because, I don't know about you, but I had no room in my schedule of life for prison or jail. That was not an option. That was one of the reasons why my mother moved me from Mississippi. Because, see, let me tell you something about some southern states that you folks might not know about. You see, they have this thing in many southern states where if you're a black person and they can't get you on something, especially a black male, they'll manufacture something. They'll make something up in order to do it. Because as many of them see it, you belong behind bars. You don't belong outside of them. You belong with chains on you. And see, you have some people that actually think that way. And they'll try to make it happen. Now, that thinking is not just in the South. It's a mindset that some people have. Because they look at you being a black person as being inferior, and you're somebody that needs to be tamed. Well, the problem I've had throughout my existence, after seeing chattel, Negro chattel, on my birth certificate, I'm not taking shit off of anybody, not even God himself. That's just the way it is. And what you have to realize, folks, is that you love who you love, you like who you like, and that's it. You have to. For your own sanity. It's up to you. It's up to you. You cannot allow society to influence who you love, how you love. They can dictate where you love, though. Because, you know, you can't do it out in public places. But what I am saying is you have to, at some point, stand up for yourself emotionally. Because if you don't, you'll fall for everything. You comport yourself to somebody else's wishes, and you're living their lives the way they want to live it through you. And that's a fucked up thing to do. I've known people that have married people based on somebody else's desires. I've known people that have actually divorced someone because of someone else's desires. Family, friends, so forth. It's what you use to live in your own life if somebody's living it for you. And this is where you got to get away from those influences so you can actually have your own. So if you want to date somebody older, so be it. I'll never forget when Monica and I were in bed one time and she started looking at her body and she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm not going to have this forever. says, at some point my boobs are going to sag, I'm going to be an old lady, and she started going on. And I said, well, until then, I'm going to fuck you until that happens. And then when it does happen, I'm going to keep fucking you. And then after that happens, we're going to be, well, never mind. But what I wanted her to know was, physically, she didn't have to worry about being unattractive to me, even though she was older than me. And as she got older, I expected her to age. That's going to happen. Some of you ladies right now got divorced or were divorced by your husbands as soon as you got a certain age. When Monica and I were overseas, there were a lot of women in their mid-30s that were divorced because those millionaires and billionaires were done with them. They were too old. They wanted somebody 22, 23 years of age. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, and I find something else funny too. People make the assumption that an older man with a very young woman, like for instance, if she's 28 or 29 and he's in his 50s or 60s, that she is using him economically. Let's look at the numbers here. Many of these younger women have more earning capacity than that old guy ever will have. So, the only kind of woman that he would probably attract is the ain't shit woman if he decides to go that route. Most men are not going to attract those women. I know back in the 70s, 80s, 60s, back in that, during that time, yeah, that was a thing, the sugar daddy. Things were cheaper then. So a man could spend money and be a big shot with her. That motherfucker will go broke now because a lot of them on fixed incomes. Only 34.4% of people made over $100,000 in 2022. So I want you to think about that for a moment. With that said, and that includes married households and couples and everything, 34.4%. Not that many folks made that much money. Over 100,000. So that meant that the majority of people didn't make over 100 grand, right? So within that 34.4%, a lot of those people are getting tax cuts, tax breaks. They enjoy the Trump tax cuts and all those good things. That other percentage, they had to pay the bulk. They had to pay the bill. Yes, indeed, that 66%, they had to pay the bill. They didn't get the tax exemptions and breaks. Now, vote for tax cuts if you want to. That 34.4% gets them. The 66% pays them. Because that money has to be made up somewhere through the IRS. Oh, and by the way, the jobs that are being promised to you, usually part-time, no benefits. Very limited full-time jobs. But now here's the thing that I want to get at here with this whole age gap thing. We have a lot of stereotypes. People, of course, are petrified of gray hair. Don't know why. Waste all that money on that dye if you want to. Spend that money. Help the economy. That's what you're doing. Now, folks, one thing I do have to say. You don't want to look ridiculous when you're trying to look younger. Some of you do have that jet black hair, especially if you didn't get all of the gray. The shit looks weird. Or you do like the one guy did. He had a black beard and white hair, white eyebrows. So you knew damn well that was a dye job on that damn beard. The problem, fellas, that you will have with older women in some stages in life will be trying to keep them motivated, keep their spirits up, keep them from self-destructing by self-criticizing themselves into oblivion, to keep her going. Now, there are some women that will get into their 60s and they're still behaving like they're in their 20s. I mean, physically. And that's cool. That's okay. But you have others that feel as though, oh, one leg is in the grave already. And it's like, damn, really? So yeah, different types of approaches to aging. Now, a lot of you older ladies have written in worrying about losing your younger man, mainly those of you in your 50s that got divorced and now you're dating a 30-something. Keep in mind a few things. More than likely, he's going to probably revert back to his own age group. Now, usually the older woman will end the relationship first, wanting to go to someone in her peer group. So these relationships with these long, large gaps, they're usually short term. I think we had 20, 30 years. They're usually short term. Not always. Some of them will last. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm not even going to kid you. The best pussy I ever had was with a woman at least 15 to 20 years older than I was. I'm not even going to kid you on that. No cap at all. I'm sorry for the girls that were in my age range. Those were in their 30s. They were okay. But those women that were in their 40s, and some in their late 30s, definitely, especially in the later 40s, whew. Yeah. But here's the thing. Many of those women have been in marriages and relationships, and they had never been complimented on how good they are. They were always told what they lacked, their inadequacies, what they didn't have, what they didn't do, how fat they were, that kind of thing. Women I went, they were not fat. They were thick, some, but not fat. I know we like to put thick, fat, and all that shit in one bundle. They weren't obese, I'll put it that way. Now, the other thing we have to look at here is that many of the women may be ashamed of going out being with a younger man, even though a younger man is trying to date them. They may be flattered, but they'll be embarrassed because the first thing usually an older woman will say, I have children that's close to your age. What I'd want to say to them sometimes is, yeah, but lady, you don't understand. Those are your kids. I'm trying to be your man. Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to justify a reason not to be with you fellas. Because, see, the problem is she may like you, but she doesn't want to fall in love with you because she's afraid of the repercussions from her kids and families. And see, this is the burden for most women, and it's unfair to them. They should have the same sort of milestones and standards as men do. But we put the moral burden on their shoulders. We made them the responsible ones while we go out and do whatever the hell we want to do. And it's sad. Now, we're going to talk more in just a minute. I'm generationally biased myself, and I'll be honest with you, I really like this Gen Z group of folks. I haven't been so optimistic about a group of people in a very long time. Here's why. Many of them have taken the initiative, believe it or not, to go on and get AARP cards in their 20s. Yes, folks, and some in their early 30s. And they're proud of doing so. True enough, they're getting the discount. But what this also shows you, that what many of them are doing, they're saying, you know what? I don't have an aversion to aging. So what if I'm walking around with the AARP card years before I'll retire? I'll be aware of what is associated with aging. Because the ERP does a wonderful job in doing that. So what does this mean overall for them? They will probably be a little bit more realistic in accepting the aging process over generations before them. My generation, they had the Botox, the original Brazilian butt lifts, the breast augmentation, the plastic surgery, hair implants, all of this other stuff, because we were so concerned about not aging. We wanted to stay that young, vibrant person. Because the boomer generation was the spoiled generation, let's face it. They got the spoils of the silent generation and of the greatest generation. So a lot of boomers are spending their retirement. Some of them have invested their retirement in homes. And they're hanging on to that asset until prices go down. And then they'll sell, probably. Who knows? Or until the interest rates go down. But what Gen Z has done, they're a lot more open-minded. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I've been on several of these traditional dating sites. And I will tell you this much. The responses that I've received have been from people in my peer group, and a little bit younger, in their 50s and some 40s. But they have a plethora of complications. These younger women, from 35 down, I think the youngest one that contacted me was 22. The interesting thing about them, they have less baggage. Some of them are still trying to find themselves. But one thing that I've noticed, none of them have asked for anything. They're looking for a relationship. But then you have some that they want a relationship, but they don't want to necessarily label it. They want to kind of have more or less like a casual relationship, which is understandable. At that age, who wants to be tied down? But the thing I like about Gen Z more than any of the other generations, believe it or not, they will listen to details. The other generations are making judgments. Now, I know that's a gross generalization, but this is just from my experience with what I've dealt with online. These are the people that ask me, well, what's glaucoma? What is it like? And then they would go and send me links about, you know, they did this study or they did this test or they did this research. They don't have to do that. People in my peer group, what are they doing? Oh, I ain't dealing with that. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. Because many of them are burned out on relationships that they've been in too long. And now you have a lot of people in my peer group and in their 50s. They don't want anybody sick. They don't want anybody with ailments. They don't want to have anything to do with aging or anything like that. And those people are very phobic. Age-phobic people. But then they'll be the first one to cry ageism if they were to get laid off a job or get fired because they chose not to go into change management and learn some of the things that was going on with the changes in within the organization. They don't want to be participating in that. They want old things to be the way they were. Now, as I told you before, 3 decades will define you, but the last one is the one that is most important. The first 10 years you're born, second 10 years, this is not scientific, I might add, but usually between that second and that third decade, when you become 20 and go into your 30s, that's going to define you as far as the music you like, the culture you appreciate, and a lot of memorable things. Because at that point, you have control of your life and you know what you like. Even if you're bringing things in retro from your childhood, such as the music and the culture, these things stick with you. And some people, unfortunately, get frozen in that time capsule. And this is all they know. And so as they go through life, they're still going back. This is why you see women now going into their 40s and 50s, going to a Britney Spears concert when they can find it. The reason why the numbers are smaller. The women in their 40s now, 30s and 40s, are going to see Beyonce. And even some of the younger 20-year-olds and so forth, their children. These women are taking their daughters to see these concerts as well. Same thing with Taylor Swift. This is what happens. With Michael Jackson, it happened. Which means that these people bring up their younger generations to appreciate this artist. And they may be familiar with that artist, but by the time they turn 20, there may be somebody that's new that comes along. And now, later on, they're going to introduce their kids to that new artist and that new part of culture. That's the way it goes. So, you got to choose whether or not you want to be frozen in time or whether you want to kind of appreciate what you've acquired on the way. You know, it's funny, people talk about my range in the karaoke arena, because I sing songs from the 1960s all the way up to present day. And they're like, well, are you just going to at some point have one area? I said, no, because there was an evolution and we're constantly evolving with new music as we go along. So why would I just cheat myself out of staying in one era? And there's some people, they just stick with one artist and that's it. There's one guy that sticks with Phil Collins. There's one guy that sticks with so-and-so. I go on. Certain songs I like by certain artists, certain songs I'll do. From singing a song like Dragon the Line, Dear Prudence, All of Me by John Legend. It varies. Luther Vandross, House is Not a Home. It goes across the spectrum. Hell, Peter Gabriel, Book of Love. What I try to do is expand it. Hell, Pearl Jam, for that matter, Jeremy. To keep things in a way where they're relevant. I'm not trying to stay relevant. What I'm trying to do is to keep my brain relevant to what's going on. The changes in society. I'm going to age. I have a date of birth that's already classified me. But I still can appreciate the changes and the nuance as things change and evolve in our society. And if I happen to find a partner along the way that appreciate those changes with me and that's not stuck in her ways, oh well. And if she's younger, if she's in her 20s, so be it. People will look at us funny because I'm in my 60s. But here's the thing. I've learned that that is acceptable. Why? My mom and dad did it. That's how I got here. So as I look at it, there's no big issues. And I didn't see any differences between them. Dad grew up listening to Dixie and banjos in Mississippi, well before they had record players, well before they had vaudeville and bands and stuff like that. And so he went through the whole thing of when radio was first introduced, when television was first introduced. And he and my mom, they used to dance to songs that were in her modern time. She liked Dionne Warwick. She liked Natalie Cole. She liked music by Nancy Wilson, Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Billy Paul, all of those folks, Jerry Butler, Mr. Dream Merchant back in the day, Isaac Hayes. Boy, when Chef came out, oof. That was a tough one. That's what my mom used to like to do, was to get on the typewriter. And she'd type that one part of the song, but da 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 da, she'd type. She loved that part. And she would love to do that. And the thing was, it was part of culture back then. It was part of culture. But, yes, younger people were vilified during that time because we had the Vietnam War. And, of course, you had to split in our society with people talking about, you know, people being baby killers and all that other stuff, the military. But here's the thing. The whole societal norm kept moving forward, progressing. So if you're in a December-May relationship where you're the older woman with a younger man, you have more of a guidance and a vision as to where things are going to go. And if you have the right intentions, that relationship can last a very long time. I've had very fulfilling relationships with older women throughout my years. I can't say that it was a bad experience overall. You have some concerns, of course. But one of the biggest concerns that you will have with an older person in general, whether you're a woman that's with an older man or a man with an older woman, the retirement thing, if they're at a point where they're ready to retire, let them go on and do their thing. Let them retire. But what you want to do is have a talk with them to find out whether or not that would change the relationship in it, whether that would change the relationship dynamic. It probably will not. In some cases, it might, because they might have a bucket list, and they say, oh, you need to go on and live your life. Let me go on and hit this bucket list. As I told you, I'm a person that I don't like bucket lists. That's the reason why I did my shit in real time. I prefer being with someone who has already done that. Because to me, a bucket list, that could take a while. The last thing I'd want to do, as I said before, I don't want to be walking around talking about some damn scuba diving at 62. I did all that shit when I was younger. And I feel better about it because of the fact that if I had engaged in it and would have gotten injured, my recovery time would have been something I've been concerned with. So it's definitely a change of perspective on things. Now, the other thing too that I want to convey here is that when we start talking about aging as well, sometimes we feel as though we're not good enough just on that premise because we're older. So we may not be good enough for a person that we may like, who may be a little bit younger. And then we start beating ourselves up and start, in some ways, starting to apologize through self-deprecation with that person. Well, I'm too old for this. No, not necessarily. You think you are, you're not. But they're trying to retire themselves when they don't really need to. You see this. You know, there is a lady that I really had a crush on for many years. We're still friends to this day. She's older than I am. And she wouldn't date me because she would always say, I'm too old for you. And I think she's like 7 years older than I am. But what she doesn't realize is that she still appeals to me in a certain way because of the way she is as a person. But she's looking at it from the physical perspective only. She's like, well, I'm graying, and I'm like, so what? Like, I don't have gray hair. But sometimes they're harder on themselves than they should be. And it happens more often than you think when people do this. And this is a turnoff. Be yourself. Be the person that you would be if that person was not around. Instead of being that person that has to go and tries to, for some reason, because of an insecurity, pull yourself back, bring yourself down. You don't have to do that. You shouldn't let anything interrupt you being you. That's vital. But sometimes we allow that to happen. And it puts us in a bad space. Sometimes where we don't need to be. We deserve better. More times than you think. Now, when it comes down to the mechanics of the relationship, a lot of people are thinking that a younger person is going to try to swindle the older person out of money. In some cases, that may be true. In other cases, it may be the total opposite. But sometimes we like to make judgments for avoidance. I'll make the judgment against dating someone younger because they're going to rip me off. But the reason why a lot of people date older has more to do with, well, one thing, at least one of you know what you're doing in the relationship. If the other one doesn't, that helps. The other thing is, your partner may have experienced things and seen things before that you may not be aware of. You may spaz out about, and they may be cool as a cucumber about it. And that helps in that regard. Also, another thing too, that people don't realize. A more mature person in a relationship will garner more respect from those that may not necessarily look at that younger person as credible. These are all factors we have to view. But most people will stick with their traditions. Now, this is not to influence you to date someone older or to date someone younger. What it is, I'm just pointing some of these things out so that you can be aware of them. But usually we're going to stick with our choices, whatever they are. But sometimes we don't think about these things because we're so preoccupied with some norms that we established in our lives and traditions that we really haven't examined the validity of. Like, for instance, a bit off subject, but I always wanted to know, why in the hell, if you look at the picture of the Last Supper, no matter what you do, what happened to Jesus' plate? Where's this food? I think they were a little short on it. Just my opinion only. I think Judas had something to do with that too. But overall though, these are things you have to look at. There'll be certain differences in life where a person's at a different stage than the older person will be. A different stage of development. That older person can mentor them in certain areas going forward. And that younger person may realize that, okay, I know this older person's not going to be with me throughout the duration of my life, but they can enjoy that moment they have with them. See, the whole thing is, a lot of times people are looking for a relationship where this couple goes through the whole gamut of life together. And statistically, what happens? The man usually dies first. See, if I dated a 20-something-year-old woman, there's a good possibility she may have one or two more other marriages or relationships, maybe even more than that, before she goes to the grave. With this understanding, you have it clear. And most people who are older dating a younger person will tell you, don't hold your life up. If I die, don't put yourself in a role of celibacy or whatever. Live your life. Go forward. People that want to still control you after they're dead will tell you, you know, don't sleep with anybody. You know, you're still married to me even though I'm dead, etc., etc. And some people really, you know, fall for that shit. I think that's selfish. And the person's punishing themselves doing that. You don't have to. You just keep moving on. You don't have to stop at that juncture. But some do. So you have a roll of options here. You have so many ways you can go with this, but it's up to you to decide on which is best for you. And for some people, they don't really consider these things because, as they see it, I'm just going to only choose the options I have because I want to limit myself to this. But many of them complain about the limited options they have after they've made the choice out of those that limited group of people. But then all of a sudden, they're like, well, what can I do now? So you write me sometimes and then you want to know, I tried this, but this is not working. I've gone for these guys, this is not working. And it's like you run the gamut on every configuration you can come up with, and then you want to know why things aren't working. It could be you. Or it could be the limitations you've put on yourself. And there's some people that really want to only find something within the limits. A person that only wants to find someone in their race. A person that wants to only find someone within their zip code. Yes, there are people that are like that, folks. There are people that really would not date anyone outside of their zip code. In Florida, this one lady wrote me from Florida. She will not date anyone in her neighboring town. But the sad thing is she met a guy in the neighboring town, which she despises. But she told him he would have to move before they could start a relationship. He refused to move. And she literally wanted me to come up with an idea that she could tell him to incentivize him to move away from where he lived. She already tried sleeping with him. That didn't work. But she doesn't want to pursue a relationship with him because she has something going on in that town that she doesn't like. She didn't specify, but whatever it is, it must have pissed her off pretty badly. But you do have some people that may have that aversion. Hell, look at me in Los Angeles. I had a policy in Los Angeles. I quit dating women east of La Brea, south of Wilshire. I had to implement that policy after a while. I had to limit myself. See, sometimes you will have to do the opposite. You will have to limit yourself because you might have been pulling too broad of a spectrum of people into your life, and many of them are taking you on paths that you care not to go down and deal with complications that are not yours, and it would just make your life that much more difficult to manage. It happens. So you have to kind of moderate how things go. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to end it here, and I will talk to you tomorrow. And we'll look at tomorrow's subject matter. I think it's going to be on cheating. It's going to be a different perspective on cheating. I'll talk to you then.